So, same deal. Start with silence, and this time we'll just be looking at our mirror. So notice how it doesn't require any effort to see your reflection. If there's a difficulty in seeing it, you know, it just means you're trying to see it in a certain way. So this is the face that's not allowed to be here. Or so we've told ourselves for a while. So we're just letting go of any rejecting, maybe, that might be happening. You don't need to see the reflection in any certain way, just allow it to be there. So when the reflection is allowed to be there completely, then you start to notice that you're not that reflection. Not just that reflection. You want to know what love is? When the acceptance is there of what you're seeing, well, there it's looking you right in the eyes. What is it like to look without saying me? That's me. So you can only really accept what you're seeing fully if it's not me. If it's me, then there's all kinds of problems with it, isn't there? Yes. Letting go of claiming ownership over what is seen. So the deeper truth of you is more similar to the mirror rather than the reflection. The mirror itself. you can start to sense the immense creativity. Existence, and you really start to let go of being what you're seeing. Can't stop seeing the image in a certain way, well, that's just the part that needs to be accepted. You only try to see the image in a certain way if there's something wrong with it. Bright the light of awareness is, well, see how long you can look at your reflection without turning away. Take a breather. Somebody had to be that guy. Luck of the draw. It's almost as if the reflection is waiting to be acknowledged. Allowed to be there. So you notice that whatever feeling there is of what needs to change in the mirror is usually what needs to change in life, in your life. Situation. Without sounding too fluffy, you know, there's nothing but beauty looking at you. Not because the face is symmetrical or nice lipstick on. Just because there's something there. Just because the face responds to your wishes, your interests, doesn't mean it's what you really are. It's just a very obedient servant. what you see is what you've been searching for. And if you don't like what you see, well, that's why you haven't found what you're searching for. If it needs to change, that's why you seek. It's not about liking what you see, it's just about accepting what you see. If you like what you see, then there's parts you don't like. Yeah? Notice that the image doesn't think anything bad of you at all. You know? So you put the mirror down and just look around the room at everyone. Same practice. You know. Initially you'll feel need to kind of perceive people in a certain way. Then, you know, let go of that. cute, lovable characters. Also notice that you need a third party, you know, a middleman to actually see yourself. You know? If you don't have that, what's there? Yeah. Okay, it was Douglas Harding, the headless guy. Yeah, that was great. So, if there's nothing there, then what's here is you. You know? The living room, the fireplace, people. Everything. Certain of who we are, we're not any of that. It's separate. Silence is just, you know, recognizing that you're the mirror, you know? That non-judgmental, contentless, awareness. Self. No self. Thinking. Not thinking. I noticed just holding up the mirror, just to prove that your fear of death is an illusion, or that death is an illusion, you know, this is death, right here. Didn't really hurt. You lost that little me, you know, but you gained everything else. And you can also gain that little me back. It's okay. You know, it's allowed to be there. It's not really unity if it's not allowed to be there. keep looking, you know, keep looking. Try and see if you can keep looking until you don't know who's looking at you. Because the truth is, you don't know who that is. It's bizarre. It's beautiful and bizarre. At some point, yeah, you said, me, that's me. Well, there was a period before that. Now, just slightly tilt your mirror, just so that your face is just out of camera there. You know, you're still looking at yourself. The awareness is still there, you know? That's the truth of you. So yeah, you are that picture frame, whatever. You know, you can toggle back and forth. Just because you can see something specific doesn't mean that's what you are in entirety, you know? So real authentic self-inquiry is just doing one of these. Mm-hmm. Just looking, being willing to look. That's it. Without interpreting. Another little practice, just look at the mirror one more time, and instead of focusing on the reflection, just focus on what's looking at the reflection. You'll probably start to notice what seems like a separation between the image and what's looking. It's just disidentifying, that's all. There's always, you know, some reason to find a flaw in what you're looking at. If the importance is placed on what you're looking at, other than what's looking, you know, there's nothing wrong with what's looking because there's nothing there. Can't judge it. Can't reject it.